More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says full weight in NATO behind Ukraine, and eastern Ukraine calm after ceasefire announcement. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the full weight of the 28-nation NATO alliance will back Ukraine as the country defends its borders against Russia and battles a separatist movement in the east. Earlier Friday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen announced the security bloc would establish a rapid reaction force of several thousand ground troops with bases in several Eastern European member nations.
This decision sends a clear message. NATO protects all allies at all times.
Also during the summit, NATO leaders addressed the threat of the Islamic State radical militant group, which says it intends to expand operations beyond the territory it controls in northern Iraq and Syria. A ceasefire between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists appeared to be holding in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine, raising prospects for at least a temporary halt to 5 months of warfare. The ceasefire was approved Friday by envoys from Kiev, from the Kiev government, the separatist movement, Moscow, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The World Health Organization says it will accelerate the deployment of experimental treatments of the Ebola virus as the death toll from the epidemic in West Africa jumps to more than 2,000. The WHO said Friday that survivors' blood can be used immediately to treat those infected with the virus. Studies show the blood transfusions from Ebola survivors might help other patients survive. This is VOA News. U.S. officials have confirmed that an airstrike in Somalia killed Ahmed Abdi Godane, the leader of militant group al-Shabaab. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the confirmation is a major blow to the terror group.
We think this will degrade their morale and hopefully it will also cause some internal strife as they try to determine who their next leader will be. And of course, whoever that next leader is will immediately need to worry about his safety as well.
Warren says the strike killed several other al-Shabaab personnel in addition to Godane. He says it was conducted in a very remote area of Somalia, and the military was confident that no civilians were killed. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the United States has consistently worked to degrade the operations of al-Shabaab.
We have been very systematic and methodical in going after these kinds of organizations that may threaten U.S. personnel and the homeland.
Witnesses reported that a U.S. drone launched missiles at a meeting of al-Shabaab leaders in southern Somalia. A plane carrying 100 Americans from Afghanistan to Dubai has resumed its original journey after an unexpected landing in Iran. The charter flight from Bagram Airfield touched down in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas on Friday, following what a senior U.S. diplomatic official called a bureaucratic issue. An hours-long delay in leaving Afghanistan prompted Iranian aviation officials to question the aircraft's flight plan. Unable to return to Bagram because of fuel levels, the pilot landed in Iran until the issue was resolved. Washington and Tehran have no functioning diplomatic relationship. The United States cut ties with Iran in 1980 and have spearheaded economic sanctions against the country in an attempt to dismantle its nuclear program. A new report by the United Nations Nuclear Agency says little progress has been made in investigating suspicions that Iran has worked to build atomic weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday, revealing that Iran has dismissed the allegations about its nuclear program and failed to provide information the IAEA has requested. The confidential report obtained by media outlets also noted continuing construction work at Iran's Parchin military base, where Western officials believe Iran may have conducted explosive tests. Iran has long denied U.N. inspectors access to the base. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesian, we say, Variasi Terbaik Dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, more with our in-studio guests, Counting Crows, coming up in just a bit. I do want to tell you there's a new Ani DeFranco album on the way called Allergic to Water. It comes out October the 14th. We've had a very long association with Ani DeFranco on this program. We still use her music for our opening and closing theme of the show. And she is still making her home in New Orleans, where she recorded the new album, which was largely done in the months right after giving birth to her second child, which also delayed the release of the record for a good long time. I want to go back now to a very early in-studio performance that we had from Ani from an album that came out 20 years ago this summer in 1994. The album was called Out of Range. The song is Letter to a John, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Should pay me for my beauty. I think it's only right. I have been paying for it all of my life. I'm gonna take the money I make. I'm gonna take the money I make. I'm gonna take the money I make. And I'm gonna go away. This world, let alone rehearse. And I don't think that I'm better than you, but I don't think that I'm worse. And women learn to be women, and men learn to be men. And I don't blame it all on you, but I don't want to be your friend. I'm just gonna take the money I make. Yeah, I'm just gonna take the money I make. Yeah, I'm just gonna take the money I make, and I'm gonna go away. I was 11 years old, he was as old as my dad, and he took something from me I didn't even know that I had. So don't tell me about decency, don't tell me about pride, just give me something for my trouble, cause this time it's not a free ride. I'm just gonna take the money I make. Yeah, I'm just gonna take the money I make. I'm gonna take the money I make. I'm gonna go away. Don't ask me why I'm praying. I'm not gonna tell you what's wrong. I'm just gonna sit on your lap for $10 a song. I want you to pay me for my beauty. I think it's only right. I have been paying for it all of my life. I just wanna take. Yeah, I'm just gonna take. Yeah, I'm just gonna take, and I'm gonna go away.
When I first laid eyes on you, I swore I'd do anything that you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts, and I'm writing you this letter. I'm scared to tell you to your face that I'd like to owe me better. I'd like to owe me better. It was a lot more fun. I'd like to owe me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, wherever I wanted, whatever I liked. And you made me a brand new maid, but I'd like to owe me better. Bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much
I don't swear much. She even made me go to church. I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. I'm a different man because of you. That I like to own me better. I like to own me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. And you ain't me, a brand new man, but I like to own me better. No doubt about it. Fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better. Well, I got to say, you're the only one that I've ever loved. And you and I are a good fit, we're like a hand in glove. But now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I like to own me better. I like to own me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to own me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to own me better.
One of the best songs that guy's done in a long time. It's Keb Moe on Acoustic Cafe, The Old Me Better, which comes from his brand new album, which is Blues Americana, something that he did after leaving Southern California and actually setting up shop in Nashville to record the album, Blues Americana. And we started the hour with Ani DeFranco, back in the time when she was still living in Buffalo, New York. And she still has her business housed there. However, she makes her home in New Orleans. Her new album is called Allergic to Water. It'll be out October the 14th. We heard a 20-year-old in studio performance here at Acoustic Cafe. That was called Letter to a John. Well, they are now referring to him as the forefather of contemporary Americana, which I believe they also used that to describe his father some 20 years ago. I'm speaking of Justin Townes Earle. His new album, his fifth, is coming out next week. Justin is recently married, he is now sober, and he has a new album which is called Single Mothers. From that album, let's listen to It's Cold in This House. New Justin Townes Earle on Acoustic Cafe.
It's cold in this house. All the lights are out. I've been holed up here too long. Too maybe 3 weeks now. There's a pain in my chest. Feel worse than this. Since your heart turns to stone, you feel less than that. So where's my keys? Where's my coat? I just heard it ring, but I can't find my phone. Do I really need the thing? I call no one home. Going out on the avenue, balls of acting first with you. Boys done got dolled up, and the girls did too. Oh, but I'm not in the mood tonight. Can't find the strength to hold myself upright. If I never learn to be alone, it's 'cause I never tried. Thank you. unexpected rain. I'm too far uptown, I can't find the train. So I'm hoping to leave the worst behind. Uptown and down on a 1 and 9. I'll drag this bag of broken bones, though this burden ain't all mine. Prophecy. Some folks see things not everybody can see. Once in a while to pass a secret along to you and me. I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning every bush and tree. We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. And I believe in God, but God ain't me. I've traveled around the world. I stood on mighty mountain, gazed across the wilderness. I never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes, I'm sure about a little bit less. Even my money keeps telling me it's God I need to trust. And I believe in God, but God ain't us. Call. Whether or not I believe doesn't matter at all. I receive the blessings. Every day on earth, another chance to get it right. Let this little light of mine shine and rage against the night. Just another lesson. Maybe someone watching, wondering what I got. Maybe this is why I'm here on earth, and maybe not. And I believe in God, God is God.
Classic songs, and only a guy like Steve Earle would write it. It's not that old either. 2008, the first person to do it was Joan Baez. He was producing an album for Joan, and she asked him to write some brand new songs. That was one of them, God is God. That's Steve performing his version live here in our studios at Acoustic Cafe. And before that, his son, Justin Townes Earle. He has a new album called Single Mothers. It's Cold in This House was the name of the song we heard brand new from Justin Townes Earle. And ahead on the show, two of the hundreds coming to Nashville for Americana Fest, plus a new song from the band Turin Breaks.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
See the lonely boy.
The band was called the Stray Gators. The city was Nashville. It was 1971. Far from California, or Canada for that matter, Neil Young went to Nashville, enlisting ace session players in Music City to form the Stray Gators. And together they would record the album called Harvest, which would be issued in 1972, and remains to this day one of Neil's most enduring works. Right now you're hearing Out on the Weekend, the song that opened the collection, side one, track one. We're going to hear a brand new version now from Leanne Womack, who had come to Nashville in the 1990s, finding massive success with an album called I Hope You Dance in 2000. Leanne has always had a keen talent for finding great songs to interpret, and her new album, The Way I'm Living, includes this version of Neil's Out on the Weekend on Acoustic Cafe.
Think I'll pack it in, you free. Most ears refuse to hear the truth. Most eyes refuse to see.
Artists this week on Acoustic Cafe, one of them a seasoned veteran, one of them brand new, the newbies right there, Lara Lynn from her debut called The Avenues, and we just heard the song called Empty Pages on Acoustic Cafe. Recently, she has been out on tour with Punch Brothers and Sarah Jarosz, Katie Lang, Leon Russell, and for people who watch Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, you may have heard her recording of the Squidbillies theme song. That's Lara Lynn singing that song. She'll be at Americana Fest, which is going on in Nashville, September 17th through the 21st. And the woman we heard right before will be there as well. And we're going to have the chance to sit down and talk with her. The interview we do will be aired on Acoustic Cafe. I am speaking of Leanne Womack from her new album, The Way I'm Living. We heard her cover of Neil Young's out on the weekend. By the way, if you are planning to be in Nashville for Americana Fest, the 17th through the 21st, please do drop by. We will be at Southern Ground Studios on Thursday afternoon. That would be the 18th of September. We'd love to see you there for our taping with Leanne Womack. Artists that were honored last year at Americana Fest, these guys, Old Crow Medicine Show, and they have a brand new album this year, which is called Remedy. From Old Crow Medicine Show, let's listen to Mean Enough World on Acoustic Cafe.
I don't want to hear you talking loud about the way you think the world should be. Oh, carrying on the cruel attention, the wicked way is for everyone to see. Lord knows there's far too many people spreading hatred like a disease. So quit all your malcontent and try to love your brother if you please. It's an already mean enough world. No, we don't need no more out of you. So quit your cussing, carrying on and fighting as you do. It's an already mean enough world, baby, without you. So spin me in your tangled web of lies. I do not wish to be weighed down by ugliness nor hear what you despise. Me, I'd rather not be forced to walk a mile and choose too narrow for my size. So unclench your fist a minute and replace them with some peace of mind. Oh, cause it's that now that ain't mean enough world. No, we don't need no more out of you. So quit your cussing, carrying on and fighting as you do. It's an already mean enough world, baby, without you. Seems like every way the world goes round, someone's there to knock you down. Well, mama, that don't make no sense to me. From haunted dreams I laid to rest, the chains you locked around my chest, I busted loose, now I'm running free. Holds all our worst fears. That humankind will never learn the lessons of the last 3,000 years. It's still an eye and a tooth for tooth, but it's not too late to lend an ear. And stop all this hating before we all disappear. Oh, it's a already mean enough world. No, we don't need no more. Cussing, carrying on, and that fighting that you do. It's an already mean enough world, baby, without you. It's an already mean enough world.
Song by the band Turin Breaks on Acoustic Cafe. The song's called International. We watched them write that thing down at South by Southwest. They were one of the bands we invited in to create a brand new song this year with us in Austin. And Turin Breaks came up with that one and recorded most of it, including those four-part harmonies that you hear on International. By the way, we are going to be taking this songwriting concept on the road in 2015, and we have some fun details to share with you on that in the weeks ahead. We also heard Old Crow Medicine Show with something new from their album, Remedy, the song Mean Enough World. Just ahead, it's more with our in-studio guests this week, Adam Duritz and Counting Crows.
This just in.
More people with radios listen to VOA Music Mix than those who don't.
If you have a radio, thanks for listening.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. This week on the show, we're thrilled to welcome our in-studio guests, the band Counting Crows. They have their seventh album just out this week. It is called Somewhere Under Wonderland. Joining us for the interview, Counting Crows lead singer, Adam Duritz.
The album begins with perhaps the most cinematic song this band has ever done, and that is actually saying an awful lot. Can you tell me about Palisades Park, the inspiration for the characters that we find in this song?
I really wanted to write a song with movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a thing we do live a lot with some of our older songs, that we'll just get to the middle of the song and take a left.
Yeah.
And then go somewhere and then come back. I don't want to say I'd never been able to, but I had never gotten around to really writing that into a song. I started writing the song, and initially it was about a guy and a girl growing up in the 60s and 70s. I started to write about their lives, but then when we got to the, I don't know if it's the second verse or you call it the third verse, it's the verse after the first chorus. You walk into the bar like some secondhand star, stud straight on spiked heels and needles and nerves. I really started to get this idea about them cross-dressing. Well, at least the guy dressing up in women's clothes, you know. So the song's very informed by that, about people living on the fringes and trying things just because it's interesting to try things in life. And because they're interested in what's over the next hill. What does it feel like to dress up in women's clothes when you're a guy? You know, it's nothing to do with being gay or not being gay. It's just, what is it like to be different?
You walk into the bar like some Saturday star, stud straight on spikes, heels, and needles and nerves. And you're a downtown pride, fully amplified Clyde, gin tight and aging, but well preserved. Remember Annie outside your bedroom window saying, come on, let's drive across to the Palisades. Keep going till we hit Reno, Nevada. I don't see any all that much these days. Still, there are pages in back of the action stacks where the white queen's creeping the town. Kept keeping the trains, not faking the tracks, just shaking. I never made it here before.
When you're in a band, you're making a choice with your life to play music. It's not safe. It's not what everyone else in your high school does. It's different, and it doesn't have a net. But it's like, you know, and it's sort of scary, because the truth is most people don't succeed. I like that idea. I admire those people who make those choices with their lives. It's one of the things I loved when I first came out to L.A., because it was like a town full of people who had chosen to not do what everyone else in their high school did, to just go somewhere else and follow some silly dream, whether it was like to be a painter or a sculptor or a musician, or whether it was something, you know, just like, I'm just going to be a model. But it was like, I don't want to stay here in this town and do what everyone else is doing. You know, and I really liked that atmosphere here when I first came here, like in the early 90s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
the daylight's coming on. Well, I've been wandering through the dark. I'm standing on the line. If I could give all my love to you, I could justify myself. But I'm just not coming through. That is running out on you. It was cold when I awoke, and the day was halfway done. Nearly spring in San Francisco, and I cannot feel the sun. You were sleeping next to me, but I knew that you'd be gone. Justify myself, but I'm just not coming through. Your appeal to ease the pain of all the stupid things I do. I'm an anchor on the line of the clock that tells the time. It's running out on you. Justify myself, but I'm just not coming through. You are a pill to ease the pain, all the stupid things I do. I'm an anchor on the line, a clock to tell the time. If I could give all my love to you, I could justify myself.
Song from the band Counting Crows, originally from the 2002 release called Hard Candy. That's If I Could Give All My Love, or Richard Manuel Is Dead. Recorded for us at the Greek Theater on August the 17th at a soundcheck for Acoustic Cafe. This week we're talking with Adam Duritz, songwriter for Counting Crows. And before Richard Manuel Is Dead, we heard a clip from a song that opens the brand new album called Somewhere Under Wonderland. The song is called Palisades Park, and it happens to be a very long song, clocking in at almost 8.5 minutes.
So that's always kind of worried me about us. I mean, I think that our career got off to the start it did because we went on Saturday Night Live and played Round Here.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mr. Jones was a huge hit on the radio, and we were not in the top 200. It was when we played Round Here on TV, I really think that Round Here broke us, because that's the song that shows you what Counting Crows is really like. So for me, when we made this record, I decided, as soon as we wrote Palisades Park, my first thought was, this is the first song on the record. And when we came to Capitol for some meetings before we were signed here, it's funny, we were in Steve Barnett's office, and we were playing him some of the songs, and he heard Palisades. And then he said, can I hear that again? Played it back for him again. I'd been wanting to suggest to them and bring it up that I thought the first song you should hear off the record would be Palisades. I mean, I knew it wouldn't work as a single, but we should find a way to leak it or something. But the first experience people should have should be Palisades Park, you know? I had not had a chance to bring it up yet because I wasn't sure how to say it, because like walking into a record company and telling them that the first thing off your record here should be the 8.5-minute song. is not a good way to like open a conversation. But I did think it was really important because it shows you what Round Here showed you, you know.
Yeah, and exactly.
Steve Barnett turned around and said, "This should be the first thing anyone hears off this record." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, we should. You know, we should do. I don't know what we'll do. We should make a film or something." I'm like, yeah. "Really? Okay. Well, that seems like a pretty good idea to me." You know, I didn't really bring up that that's what I'd wanted to say all along, but I was pretty impressed that the president of the label said the same thing, you know. And the next thing we know, they're making a film of Palisades, you know, and it's the film we want it to be too. It just all worked out really well.
Colorado passes by like writing on a wall, headed eastward down to New Orleans, dipping into Texas as the stars are fading out, but there's still a lot of country in between. When I left California, I was 29 years old, and the world just spun me around. Now I watch Louisiana scroll across the window pane, and I face in the direction I am bound. Cover up the sun, river run, make that water come, wash me away. Me, Clifton, and the King of Cats, we sat down in the road. Pedro said, "Boys, we're three of a kind." Said, "I sat with river rats, hung my hat with diplomats, had four brothers once upon a time." He said, "They toured the country far away from the Rio Grande. The road just wore them down. So they bought a house beside a lake outside of New Orleans, and they stared in the direction of the escalating south. Cover up the sun, let the river run. Oh, take this good man's son and wash him away. Sister indecipherable is talking to walk. Back in New York City, she's a queen. Oh, resurrect her genuflex. She saves the one she can't protect. Keeps the chapel pressed, if not sipping. She drinks absinthe mixed with kerosene to keep herself upright. But the world still brings her down. Hey, if you can't keep this choice together, then God is on your side. What chance do you have when he's not around? Cover up the sun, let the river run. Let the river come to wash me away. People of the Mardi Gras in their Tuesday best, waiting for the South to rise again. Children of Geronimo grieving for the West, feathered just and marching the refrain. Oh, in the dark of Armstrong Park, the marching band ascends, but they never make a sound. Just a quiet prayer for Congo Square, a silent conversation there, for the night to rest our eyes in. We just look to the horizon for a change. Cover up the sun,
recorded live for Acoustic Cafe back on the 17th of August. A song called Cover Up the Sun. The original of that you will find on the new album, which is called Somewhere Under Wonderland. From our in-studio guests on the program this week, the band Counting Crows.
I got thinking, in listening to these new songs, about how maybe you and Counting Crows have come to be defined over 20-plus years by a certain weightiness and personal narrative and, you know, painful and sometimes heartbreaking songs. But few people really live in that space 24/7. You don't live in that space 24/7. And the songs on Somewhere Under Wonderland, through the characters, paints a more complete picture ultimately of you as a person and the band itself.
Well, I think so too. You know, it's funny, when I was first finishing these songs up, you know, we were getting great reactions from the band, but I wasn't sure how to view them because, like I said, they were different from things I'd written before. They really were. Songs like Earthquake Driver and even Palisades, as personal as it is, it's not about me, it's about these other characters. It is about how I feel. You know, I'd never written so much outside of the first person sort of narrative, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Dave Godowski, who's a great singer-songwriter. I had played him some of the songs when I first demoed them, and I played them for him again when we came back with the rough mixes. And I said, I was just a little worried that maybe people wouldn't react to it as well because it would seem less personal to them. And he said, well, I don't know what everyone else is going to think, but knowing you as your friend, these are way more personal.
Interesting.
I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, it's like kind of what you just said. He said, I kind of feel like you've been writing this 20-year epic tragedy about what it's like to be crazy and have it screw up your life, you know, and that's really great. He goes, I love those records. They're some of my favorite records, but it's not all you are. You know, as your friend and knowing you, you also are funny. You free associate. Things occur to you that don't occur to other people because you're weird, and you'll just blurt that stuff out loud. And there's a lot more of that on this record. Like this is he said those are very emotional records. This is like spending a day in your head. As crazy
cool.
as that is.
No, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and which I thought about. I'm like, well, it's actually kind of true.
Well, it sounds like a breakthrough. A whole new game has opened up here. In terms of songwriting?
I think it is in some ways, because I remember when I first started writing songs when I was, like, in college, it was almost like I would dump songs out every day. They were just, like, there was so much association going on in my mind. I felt like everything worked much quicker, and the more serious I got about it over the years, not that I wrote songs that weren't as good, I think they're just as good, but I was never prolific after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would write a few songs, and that would become a record. And I wondered what happened to those days when I was just free about it, when things came faster and I let associations run that way in my head, when I could just, like, rhyme and rhyme and rhyme the way, like, my friends who are hip-hop rappers do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was getting to be more and more professional, I was having a more and more concrete idea of what I wanted Counting Crows albums to be like. And then I was making myself write in a certain way, and I think, in a way, maybe broke down a bunch of those walls and opened a bunch of stuff up for myself this time around. Like, I think I'd started to think of writing as something that was very hard to do, even though I did it well, but I didn't do it much.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been something that I just did as a form of expression when I was much younger. And it kind of came back towards that this time, where it just, like, got a lot more productive. I got that one song out, God of Ocean Tides, the next time we came back, 5 songs in 6 days. It's an insane... I mean, at the time, it just seemed like I was just working all day really hard, and I felt really guilty whenever the guys were sitting around, so I kept working, kept writing, kept... Because that's where your insane minds work, is that you're on your third song in 3 days and you feel guilty about making people sit around. But, like, that's what I was doing, and there's no way you should be able to write those songs in that period of time. But it happened because we were just flowing. It just worked. The creative thing between the four of us was really good.
Stepped out the door to New York City, my hair was fairly dry. I could not remember where I was going, so I went back inside. Nothing happened in the elevator, nothing happened on the stairs. Nothing ever happened when I am sleeping, so I cannot see. In your room, how to find action, man, action everywhere. If you decide to climb outside your bedroom window, paint a picture on a cloud. Oh, if you decide that you can't hide inside, your mind provides a slide to get you out. It feels just like you're falling. Going down.
Originally from the album Somewhere Under Wonderland, that's A Prayer for Johnny Appleseed. From our in-studio guests on the program this week, Counting Crows, that recording actually was made before their show at the Greek Theater on the 17th of August this year. Many thanks to our friends in the Counting Crows camp for getting that done. Also Jake at Capitol Studios in Los Angeles and Mike at member station WDET in Detroit for hooking up the interview. Our in-studio guests this week, again, Adam Duritz from Counting Crows, as well as guitarist David Bryson, David Immergluck, Dan Vickery, bassist Millard Powers, Charlie Gillingham play the keyboards, and Jim Boggius on drums. Counting Crows' new album, again, is called Somewhere Under Wonderland. And remember, you can hear the interview and performance from Counting Crows on this week's show in our archives now at acafe.com, the brand new site, as well as some other artists you might have missed over the course of the summer, including Willie Watson and David Poe, Matt Anderson, Susie Boggess, John Gorka, Lettucey, along with Robert Glasper Experiment. All of that you will find in our archives at acafe.com. While you're there, you can also check out our pictures from Instagram and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter as well, or join our e-newsletter. acafe.com is the website for Acoustic Cafe. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap things up and tell you all about next week's show.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on the show, some interesting stuff happening. A tribute forthcoming to Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA album. We'll get into that. As well as more artists performing at Americana Fest upcoming in Nashville. And two items out of the Cash camp. A tribute to Johnny Cash's album from 50 years ago called Bitter Tears. Also, that Cash family home is open. And we're going to revisit a performance from Roseanne Cash about that from earlier this year. And our in-studio guest for the week will be Dave and Phil Alvin, together again after decades. Many thanks again to those making the show possible this time. Capitol Records with Counting Crows album Somewhere Under Wonderland. Find out more about this new disc at countingcrows.com. Network Records with Passengers Whispers. You can find out more at passengermusic.com. And Leon Speakers with the Leon Loft. Find out more about both at leonspeakers.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production helped Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme, The $1 Million Intro. And Ed Magnus hit the ground sweating. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.